The enhanced games promise to be history in the making, with athletes allowed to dope and use performance-enhancing drugs to, as the games are billed, push the limits of human performance. The games are debuting in Las Vegas in the United States and will have up to 50 athletes competing in swimming, track and weightlifting events. Its founder is Australian-born businessman Aaron D'Souza, who says athletes should have the right to do what they want with their bodies.
How can we find the fastest human being? Or what is the total potentiality of the human spirit and all of humanity?
D'Souza also claims his games will see more money go to athletes, promising $1 million to those who break world records. Dr. Catherine Ordway is a sport integrity specialist, and while she agrees with some of D'Souza's sentiments, she is critical of his means and believes the games won't live up to the hype.
I think it will be a little blip and it will be soon forgotten, much like the Ben Johnson example of running against a horse. It was a bit of a novelty and then we all got over it.
And while Dr. Ordway agrees there are poorly paid athletes at the Olympic level, she doesn't believe these enhanced games will help their cause.
If an athlete breaks a record, the claim is they'll win $1 million. But how does that assist the thousands of athletes around the world who are trying to make ends meet?
Several Olympic medalists are competing in the Games, including Australian swimmer James Magnusson, who's won one silver and two bronze Olympic medals. Several years ago, he said he'd juiced to the gills in order to break the world record. He now says he regrets those comments, explaining to BTFU Sport that he's more interested in the apparent anti-aging aspects of performance-enhancing drugs.
Basically, what I want to do is get my body back to that 20-year-old indestructible self with this current head on my shoulders.
Two athletes say they'll compete in the games without using any performance-enhancing drugs: American swimmer Hunter Armstrong and sprinter Tristan Evelyn from Barbados. Despite facing potential sanctions from the Olympics and World Championships, both say they're after prize money. The financial backing of the games comes from figures like Donald Trump Jr. and tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Josh Gaber-Doyon from the Financial Times says D'Souza could make a fair bit of money from an anti-establishment style of competition backed by such figures.
I think he's tapping into something. At the same time, I mean, he stands to make some money off of this, right? And a lot of the investors are interested in the potential for selling supplements, for selling medications that they can essentially market through the enhanced games.
The enhanced games will largely be webcast behind a paywall and will take place on May 24th on the Las Vegas Strip.